Hello, live from Portland, where there are no secret cops to get me, and the weather is suitably cloudy and damp. It's Alonzo with episode 297 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I thank you for listening. I hope you're safe wherever you are, warm wherever you are, dry wherever you are, not getting hurricaned on wherever you are. The weather is getting a little crazy, getting real. Summer's definitely over. And, you know, the best tweet I've read this week came from Ava DuVernay, the director. And she tweeted, today it's Friday, by the way, she tweeted, "Next week sure is exhausting." So, yeah, as we know, Tuesday will be election day. Right now, they're still saying that Biden's ahead in the polls. I've heard numbers as high as 12 points. As you know, I'm very skeptical of those numbers. I have hope, but I remember the last election. So there's been the difference with this election is there have been so many people voting early, whether they're standing in line. And again, thank you all for doing that in New York. Apparently, Paul Rudd, the actor, was out handing out cookies to people waiting in line to vote. And my friend Faith Saley, who I do Wait, and I will be on this weekend with her doing Wait, Don't Tell Me on NPR, escorted a woman 104 years old, 104 and a half, to vote. And that they let her go to the front of the line and vote. And she came out and everybody cheered for her. And the interesting thing, she's 104 and a half. Imagine you were in that line and you were like 103 and nobody cares because somebody showed up who's 104 and a half. No, I think that's fantastic. And Faith is a fantastic person. So I'm happy that she did that and helped with that. So what's going on? Well, you know, Trumpy's out holding rallies. And before, he was just, dear leader, was just trying to kill his followers by not wearing masks and not social distancing and so on. But now, he's thrown in weather. So twice this week, there have been Trump rallies where people have been carted off to the hospital because of health and weather-related. In Nebraska, he held a rally. It's freezing cold. He probably didn't know that Nebraska gets cold earlier than the rest of the country because he's a flipping idiot. But anyway, they took their buses. They went to the parking lot. They went to the rally. Trump zips in, gets off the helicopter, tells them some lies, goes back to the helicopter, flies away. People stranded outside in freezing temperatures for up to 3 hours waiting for the buses to take them back. Seven people hospitalized because, you know, a lot of Trump supporters are old people and they shouldn't be just left out in the cold. Literally, they were left out in the cold. The buses couldn't get down there. There was just one road in and out of wherever they held the rally. And, you know, they're out there freezing. Well, because of his dear leader is nothing if not all purpose, he went down to Tampa and held another rally where it was 87 degrees out and people were passing out from heat stroke. So they had to spray water on them, try to cool the people off. And some of them went to the hospital. You know, I guess there is, let's see. So, people went to the hospital and it also says medics treated people for heat exposure, heat stroke, everything that goes with standing in 87 degree heat in Florida while you're being lied to, right? So the ultimate sacrifice, I will sacrifice my health for dear leader. I guess that's what you do. I wonder if there's honor amongst Trumpers to say that, well, I got sick for him. I wonder if that's a thing. Might be. Yeah. Well, I went to the rally and caught the Rona. Yeah, that's still happening. It's every rally that Trump does has become a spreader event because nobody wears masks because they got their civil law rights. Some bitch, it's America. I ain't wearing no mask. We're not going to go down that road again. But maybe this is why they're not wearing masks. So Ivanka Trump, senior advisor. How do I verbally roll my eyes? You can't see me right now. My eyes are rolling in the back of my head. My eyes rolled so fast, if my mom was still around, she'd have smacked me in the side of the head. You'd be rolling your eyes when I'm talking to you. You remember those days. Ivanka Trump said, there's a press release from, I'm sorry, I can't even do this with a straight face. A press release touting the Trump administration's science and technology accomplishments. Okay, this happened on Tuesday. There's a White House Office of Science and Technology. Who knew? I guess Space Force had to come from somewhere. So they listed the five best highlights of the Trump administration from the Science and Technology Office. Doesn't that sound like back when David Letterman used to talk about the home office in Milwaukee? Just sounds like a made-up office, the Science and Technology Office of the Trump administration. Their number one accomplishment, remember, this is this past Tuesday, ending the COVID-19 pandemic. That's right. In the press release, it says that, quote, from the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic, the administration has taken decisive action to engage scientists and health professionals and academia, industry, and government to understand, treat, and defeat the disease. So they've defeated the pandemic. We have nothing to worry about, and that is why we can all go to Trump rallies, I guess. I don't know. And then it's just, the rest of it is nonsense. They claim they strengthened American leadership in industries of the future. That doesn't really mean anything. They've helped us with understanding our planet, even though they deny climate change and our planet getting hotter, which is measurable. Okay, temperature is something you can measure. That doesn't, now freedom, they, some bitch, we are protecting your liberty, freedom, which makes America great and the world greener with more trees. See, you can't measure some bullshit like that. Temperature you can measure, and the climate is changing and the temperature is rising. They completely deny that, but they did somehow help us in understanding our planet. Protecting our research enterprise, if by that you mean making it legal to destroy any natural habitat, you know, whether it be mining on mountaintops or cutting down trees or removing the regulations that stop you from polluting water or whatever to for industry to move forward. They did do that. And finally, returning to space exploration. Space Force! It's coming. Space Forces are coming. Just watch out, you aliens. They once again found water on the moon, which I think is just where there's Transformers and Decepticons up there. That's just my opinion. Maybe they get thirsty. I don't know. But we ain't got to worry about them. You know why, some bitch? We got Space Force. So, yeah. Finally, on Trump, and I'm going to get into the election. Last thing about Trump. This is very interesting. Putin told him that there is nothing illegal done by Hunter Biden. Now, you know this made-up story from, they've been trying to run it for years, and Rudy Giuliani found this laptop that had emails, and then Tucker Carlson had research that was somehow, it disappeared. It was FedExed from one Fox office to Fox News somewhere else, and the FedEx envelope mysteriously disappeared with the Hunter Biden evidence, and they've been trying all this, but, you know, Putin said no. Putin told Trump that nothing has been done illegally. And when Daddy Putin speaks, baby hands listens. So we won't be hearing any more of that. Now, I want to talk a little about voting. I hope you've done it. If you haven't done it, I hope you have plans to do it. I wish you luck wherever you are voting. I say again, if you're in Florida, help us out. Vote Democratic and do it 2 or 3 times because it's Florida and nobody knows. Whatever. Here's a headline you want to see. Michigan judge blocks ban on open carry of guns at polls on Election Day. Yeah. So, one judge granted a preliminary injunction. Well, no. Let me start out. So, it started out with one judge saying you can't bring guns to the polls because common sense. I don't know. It's amazing you have to go to court to say, hey, we'd prefer you not bring guns to intimidate people who are voting. So, it's so backwards. I'm sorry, but it's so hard. So it starts out, the chief election officer of Michigan says no guns. Then the open carry people sue to carry their guns. Then one judge says you can't bring guns, but then a higher court overturns that order. They overturn the ban, and it's going back and forth. So right now it looks like when you go to vote in Michigan, you bring a pen and a gun. Because what else could go wrong? You know, I mean, it's Michigan, right? They only had the idiots plot to kidnap the governor. And we saw the protests at the Capitol when they told them to wear masks. They all got their guns and went to the Capitol and started yelling in the face of police. We know that picture. That picture's famous. And now they're going to let them bring their guns to the polls, right? And we know it's only a matter of time before one of these Boogaloo boys or Proud Boys or whatever fucking idiot white supremacist gang they're in fires a shot. And once they fire a shot, who knows how many more shots will be fired. It's like Dave Chappelle said, and like the Black Panthers proved, the only way to get rid of these open carry laws, and it's super dangerous, but the only way would be for Black and Latinx and Muslim people to carry guns. Imagine those three groups bringing guns to the polls. Imagine Muslim Americans bringing guns to the polls. How long before that law, that judge's ruling would be overturned and those guns would be illegal? Now, I'm not saying to do that because if you are brown or black skin and you have a gun anywhere near a poll on election day, you're going to get shot. They're going to just kill you. Okay, so please don't do that. Don't try to. I'm just making the point that we all know that if anyone of color or a Muslim, anyone in the group other, you know, I always say it's other, whether you be a wrong religion or the wrong sexual orientation or the wrong race, whatever it is, if you're other, these laws, certain laws don't apply, and carrying guns around is not one of them. Don't do it. But you know, if that happened, they would ban guns at the polls so fast. But it's only going to get worse. Okay, Amy Cohen Barrett, whatever the hell her name is, the handmaid, that's all I call her. She's a handmaid. Admittedly, her cult calls the women handmaids until the TV show. So she's been confirmed on the Supreme Court. No surprise there. She has recused herself from these Supreme Court decisions on voting. But this is just indicative. So it started with them striking down voting rights protections. Now, there were protections written in because in the 60s, the South, Southern states like Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama were so racist that the federal government said, we're going to have to watch you guys with the voting and the polls and the rules, because they used to have their taxes and they used to test black people on the Constitution before they would allow them to vote and blah, blah, blah. So the Supreme Court said you can no longer do that. You can't. They said it was discrimination because you're looking at race, right? So, you know, this is something, this is a game they play, that and how they do things, use things in reverse to get around the spirit of the decision. So it said you have to look at race. This is happening in California. We have a proposition in California about this. They want you to get, I'll give you an example. In California, they want to give more state contracts to minority-owned companies. So what they're doing is they're trying to put a proposition in saying, hey, you can't look at race in state contracts. Now, that sounds like it's anti-discrimination and pro-minority. But no, what they mean is you can't look at race, because if you do, then you have to give these contracts to minorities. By not looking at race and saying we don't look at color, then you keep giving them to white people. And that's how they do it. So this is the same thing that the Supreme Court did with the Voting Rights Act, right? Well, anyway, now the Supreme Court, and it's again, Republicans full of shit. Sorry. We want less federal government, more states' rights. Well, what the Supreme Court is doing now is deciding when states can count votes. So that you look at in North Carolina, they're saying they can count them after Election Day. In Wisconsin, they're saying you can't count them at Election Day. And whichever way they decide, if you're one of these small government people, the federal government, the Supreme Court, should not be telling you when to count the votes. Now, obviously, there are votes that are going to come in after Election Day through mail-in ballots. And this was part of why it's so fucking bad. You know, it's so bad. By the way, I heard an international observer. There are international observers are elections, and she said the work is just too hard. It's just impossible to do in the United States. So you look at something like, okay, we have a postmaster general who's a giant Trump supporter, which is how he got the job, and then he cuts back on sorting machines and mailboxes and this and that. Then the court says you can't count votes after Election Day, and the votes ain't going to get there in time because of the post office has been screwed. You see how it works. Yeah. And so some places are saying you can count, but either way, they shouldn't be involved. The Supreme Court should not be involved. And now they've added a handmaiden. So there's that. Speaking of the polls, in Miami, a cop wearing a Trump face mask, which is interesting because they're anti-mask, but he did wear a mask, but it said Trump 2020 at the polls. A New York cop on his PA driving around saying Trump 2020. It's not supposed to be done. And a New York cop got suspended. And, of course, the union's out to protect him, right? But you know who the union, what the union, police union should be doing? Paying the fines for horrible policing. So, and again, that's how I'll start this story. Again, Walter Wallace Jr., a black man suffering from some mental health issues, comes out of the house waving a knife. People told the cops this guy's mentally ill, he has problems, it's happened before, blah, 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 blah. Open fire. Shoot him 14 times. What happens? Protests lead to riots. We're going back and forth with the police. They showed today the police smashing the windows of an SUV, throwing the mother to the ground, arresting the mother, carrying the baby away, and then saying in their own propaganda, we're protecting a baby. From who? From yourselves? Don't worry about protecting the baby, because in 10 years that baby will be a young black man and it'll be a thug and you'll be beating the hell out of him. But anyway, it happened again. Police kill, streets get hot, National Guard called in, curfews, blah, blah. Everything except police reform, right? And the family, Walter Wallace's family, said they don't want the cops arrested for murder because the cops weren't trained or given any other resources. They didn't have tasers or anything else. They, you know, this is what defund the police is about. Charles Barkley, please pay attention. Defund the police is about taking away some of the gun money, some of the bullet money, some of the drive a tank money, giving it to mental health professionals who could probably handle this situation a bit better. Maybe mental health professionals with cops backing them up would be able to talk to a guy suffering from mental illness, or maybe they even have a non-lethal way to take the man down. Whether, I don't know, you swarm him with a net, or you, here's what you do. Pretend he's white. That should be the training. When you see a mentally ill person of color, pretend they're white. Then you don't kill them. One more video was circulating. These two white guys, cops are sitting in the car. They're yelling, get the hell out of here. One of them's banging on the cop car with a stick. Another one breaks the cop's windshield with a rock. And they both walk away. And the cops just stay in the car on the radio. See, that would be the training. That should be the number one thing in defund the police, right? Step one, pretend they're white. And then you don't kill them. And then we go from there. But that's what defund the police is about. Barkley, are you paying attention at all? Are you? That's one person I want to pay attention to this. Sir Charles, who I love. I love Charles Barkley. He's great. He was great. I loved him as a player, as an announcer. He's fun. He's funny, this and that. But so wrong on this police thing. Sir Charles, defund the police does not mean shrink the police department, shut down the police department. It doesn't mean that you can't call 911 and expect the police to help or show up. I don't know if help's the right word, show up. What it means is take away some of this militarizing of the police, the money spent on militarizing the police, and use that money for other assets, mainly mental health. A lot of these people getting killed have mental problems, drug problems, alcohol problems. They say prison's full of people who committed their crime under the influence of drugs and alcohol, right? And they're, you know. So let's get some other professionals involved. And the family, Walter, God bless this guy's family, all right? God bless this guy's family. Very nice of them to say that these cops shouldn't be arrested for murder, even though 14 shots, come on now. But they said it, and that's their right, you know, because nobody knows this better than them, right? No, nobody's more affected than them. This is their family member. So I say, again, because we know this pattern. We know this pattern so much, a lot of us don't even see it. We don't even look at it anymore. We know exactly what's going to happen and how it's going to play out. And of course, Trump is sitting around yelling law and order. And Biden, is saying there's no reason for rioting, no reason for violence in the streets, which is the right thing to say. But the right thing to do is change our policing, plain and simple. And it doesn't, it's good. And the other thing is, and I wish they would do this, I told you, it's not my original idea. I read it, but I think it's a great idea. Take the fine money out of the police pension fund. Let them pay the fines for the horrible things they're doing to people. That would be good. Okay? Speaking of good, the Dodgers win the World Series. Congratulations to the Dodgers. First series since 1988. Very entertaining World Series. Fun to watch. I've been saying that. I'm not a Dodger fan. I enjoyed watching it. The post-World Series story seems to be Justin Turner. Justin Turner is the Dodger third baseman. I don't know if you've ever seen him. Long red hair, long red beard. Hell of a hitter. Hell of a third baseman. And a bit of a character. Somehow, in the sixth and the final game of the World Series, he was diagnosed with COVID in the seventh inning. I don't know how. Nobody knows how that works. But he was pulled from the game and then got in trouble because at the end of the game, after the Dodgers won the series, he came back. He's supposed to be quarantined. He came back out and took pictures with the team, even though he had tested positive. So they're getting some flack out of that. Now, in their defense, they did fly him home in his own private, you know, in a separate private jet to isolate him from others. So what more punishment should the man suffer? He suffered enough. He had to fly home in a private jet. Poor bastard. I don't know how he does it. So, yeah, that's it. Vote, vote, vote. The next time I talk to you will be after Election Day. Election Day, I am going to be, I'm actually going to be doing some comedy on Election Day. There's a voting comedy show I'm doing with Liz Winstead and the Abortion Access Front. You can go to my Twitter or Instagram. You'll see links to it. We're going to do a show on Election Day. I'm going to be on the Young Turks at 8 p.m. On Election Day, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. I'm be on the Young Turks. I hope I don't jinx it because I was on there last time. I was on there last time, and we see how that turned out. But hopefully, it'll be better this time. By better, I mean Biden-Harris winning. Had an interesting wait. That will be on this Saturday. Michael Murphy, I want to say his name is, but I might be wrong about that. But he, yeah, it's Michael Murphy. So Michael Murphy is now called a Republican strategist. He ran Jeb Bush's campaign and other Republican campaigns, including Schwarzenegger's, which I didn't get on him about, but I wish I had. And he said, he now runs, he's one of the guys running Republicans against Trump, right? Not the guys who make all the commercials, but another group of Republicans against Trump. And he says Biden's going to win by a landslide. That's his prediction and experience. Obviously, he's been inside. And we had a nice conversation with him. Most of it probably won't be on air because they edit this stuff. But we got to talk to him about Republican policies. And again, Faith Saley, who I love. Faith is fantastic. Said, you know, if you can't be good, could you by chance be less evil? But this was what was interesting about it to me. What was cool, we were able to have a conversation. Why? Because he's a reasonable man. He's a center-right guy, but he's not sitting up there yelling. He's not talking about some crazy gun rights or civil rights. He's not talking about any of that stuff. We were able to talk about a few policies. He was able to do jokes about being on NPR, you know, rather than being on Fox News and so on. And it was cool. It was a conversation that I wish, underneath all of this shit, man, I wish our country could get back to that. I wish we could somehow compromise between Republicans and Democrats as opposed to Democrats compromising and Republicans considering any compromise weakness or a loss, because that's what they do, that's what they think, and that's why it doesn't work, and that's big part of why we're where we are now. So hopefully things change on Election Day. We're just a couple of days away, and please vote, get out there, be safe. In Michigan and anywhere else they have open carry at the polls, be careful. You don't want to be intimidated by these punks who have to carry guns like that. But at the same time, like I say, one Boogaloo boy or Proud Boy could turn it into a disaster. There are businesses boarding up windows and just getting ready for riots in the streets. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. But anyway, who's paying attention? You are. Have a good weekend, as good as you can. I hope you have electricity. Power is going out. It's crazy what's going on. Winds blowing out power in various places and everything else. I wish you a great weekend. Vote next week if you haven't voted yet. Keep your head down and find some reason to smile. Who's paying attention? You are. Thank you.